It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Well, it's time to open up our Bibles. We've got Beth Seifert standing by with today's Bible study in 1 Samuel.
Hey, Amy. Well, yesterday we saw that Saul has just been given the final warning, the final countdown, after he's visited the medium. We're going to pick up and find out where David is at now. And if you remember from the beginning of chapter 28, David was being called upon by King Achish of the Philistines to go to war against the Israelites and Saul. So we're about to see what happens in that situation. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open to 1 Samuel chapter 29, and we'll be reading the first 11 verses. Now, the Philistines had gathered all their forces at Aphek, and the Israelites were encamped by the spring that is in Jezreel. As the lords of the Philistines were passing on by hundreds and by thousands, and David and his men were passing on in the rear with Achish, the commanders of the Philistines said, "What are these Hebrews doing here?" And Achish said to the commanders of the Philistines, "Is this not David, the servant of Saul, the king of Israel, who has been with me now for days and years? And since he deserted to me, I have found no fault in him to this day." But the commanders of the Philistines were angry with him. And the commanders of the Philistines said to him, "Send the man back, that he may return to the place to which you have assigned him. He shall not go down with us to the battle, lest in the battle he become an adversary to us. For how could this fellow reconcile himself to his lord? Would it not be with the heads of the men here? Is not this David, of whom they sing to one another in dances? Saul has struck down his thousands, and David his tens of thousands?" Then Achish called David and said to him, "As the Lord lives, you have been honest, and to me it seems right that you should march out and in with me in the campaign. For I have found nothing wrong in you from the day of your coming back to me to this day. Nevertheless, the lords do not approve of you. So go back now, and go peaceably, that you may not displease the lords of the Philistines." And David said to Achish, "But what have I done? What have you found in your servant from the day I entered your service until now, that I may not go and fight against the enemies of my lord the king?" And Achish answered David and said, "I know that you are as blameless in my sight as an angel of God. Nevertheless, the commanders of the Philistines have said, 'He shall not go up with us to the battle.' Now then, rise early in the morning, and depart as soon as you have light." So David set out with his men early in the morning to return to the land of the Philistines. But the Philistines went up to Jezreel. Okay, so remember, beginning of chapter 28, David is preparing for war with Israel and fighting for the Philistines. Well, we've come full circle, and we get to see once again how amazingly good God is. David was in a terrible spot. Either he was going to fight the Israelites to keep his cover with Achish, or he was going to be fighting Achish and his men and probably lose his life and most definitely lose his cover in the process. David was, it seems, intending to go forward to keep his cover intact. Whether he would have then attacked Achish once the battle began, we'll never know. David is protected from having to make that choice. Instead, as they are marching out to battle, the Philistine commanders come to Achish with a violent protest of the attendance of David and his men. They don't trust him. They won't fight with him, especially with him at their backs. They don't want to have to fight on two fronts, and they know that David is a superb fighter. They absolutely refuse to have him in their army as they go to fight the Israelites. And honestly, we have to understand their behavior here. When Jonathan attacked the Philistines with just his armor-bearer and saved the day, the Israelites, who had previously gone over to the Philistines, they turned on the Philistines then and attacked them from inside too. That was back in 1 Samuel chapter 14. So Achish comes to David full of apologies. And I wonder if David didn't cringe a little when he hears Achish lauding his honesty, because David hadn't been honest with Achish at all. Yet, as far as Achish knows, David has been an asset over the year plus that he's lived among the Philistines. Achish wants David there, fighting with him, but he can't afford to offend the lords of the Philistine lands, so he goes to David and sends him home. David protests, asking the king if the king has found anything in him to prevent him from being able to go up and fight with Achish. David is saying all of this to keep up appearances. Achish has already told him that he has found no fault with him. David is pretending to be concerned that he's being dismissed when, in truth, he's delighted. He doesn't want to go fight against the Israelites. David has spent so much time going from his spot on the border of the Philistine lands to raid other enemies of the Israelites and destroy them. David doesn't want to attack his people. He doesn't want to attack God's people. Now, seriously, do you not see God in all of this? David could not have planned this more perfectly. David is sent home from the fighting. He gets to pretend that he really, really wanted to go fight the Israelites and keep his cover, and he even is commended by the king. The king calls him an angel of God. So David and his men politely excuse themselves from the fighting, and they head home. Now, David's tactics of lying to Achish about who he was raiding were obviously highly successful. I wonder if David was making a play on words here when he says that he wants to go fight against the enemies of my lord the king. He never said Achish. He could have been referring to Saul. But overall, this chapter just kind of makes me smile because God is so good. David had gotten himself into this situation and he had no way out of this situation on his own. None. He couldn't say that he and his 600 men suddenly came down with the flu. They couldn't all fall down and hit their heads and be unable to fight. David was stuck, but God took care of it. God kept David out of the fighting, and he did it in such a way as to keep David and his men safe and to prevent David from sinning in attacking the Israelites, God's chosen people. Looking at David's situation today, you see how stuck he is. Yet God is in control, and even when the situation seemed to be a lose-lose situation, God simply changed the situation. Nothing is impossible for God. He was working in all of this, even in David's lies to Achish. Does that mean that God was saying that David's lies were okay? I don't think so. The thing that keeps David out of the fight today is the well-founded distrust of David by the lords of the Philistines. And let's face it, they had every right to distrust him. But my challenge for us today is simply this. Don't doubt that God is in control. Don't doubt that God can save you either. You have to continue to do what you know God wants you to do. Don't tell yourself that, well, since David kept himself safe by lying, then, well, it's okay for me to lie too. David faces consequences for those lies, as we will see. And you would face consequences for your sin as well. My challenge for us is to keep our eyes on him, to remember that the ends don't justify the means, that it's all part of the process, it's all part of the progress that we're supposed to be making if our feet truly are pointed toward our Savior. Keep your heart on him. Keep your focus on him and know his word. Have it memorized. And trust him. Trust that he is truly sovereign, even when things seem like they are chaos. Hold tight to God and see what he does. He may change the situation. He may not. But trust and know that the Lord is good.
Well, thank you, Beth. And Beth's study guides, as well as the 10-minute podcasts of these presentations, are all available in our archives under the Bible Studies tab of our website, naomistable.com. Nancy and I will be back with more on this in just a moment.